At least 44 people, mostly soldiers, are killed as militants fire rockets and set off a car bomb in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Dozens more were also wounded in those blasts. The attacks targeted police headquarters in North Sinai in the provincial capital of El Arish, a nearby military unit and a residential area housing army and police officers. It has been the deadliest assault on Egyptian security forces in recent weeks. Violence has been on the rise in Sinai over the past couple of years. Militants have killed scores of policemen and army forces since last year, following the military ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohamed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital via Skype. Mohamed, it seems like quite a large attack.
Yes, Waqar, and I guess the extent of the damage will not be known until all of this is laid down to rest. This is a huge attack. And the latest, according to medical sources, is that 44 security personnel have been killed and over 80 injured. The latest official toll is 20, according to the health ministry, and 26, according to security sources. And we later heard 29 and then 35, according to medical sources. And the latest we are hearing from medical sources in northern Sinai is 44 killed and over 80 injured. And they include army and police personnel, and the targets that were attacked were not just police headquarters, but there were also army installations. And the official spokesman of the armed forces here in Egypt did say that the army installations were also attacked, along with the police headquarters, and that the terrorists are being dealt with at the moment. We know that a group, a previously unknown group called Beit Ansar al-Maqdis, Ansar Beit al-Maqdis, which has pledged allegiance to the terrorist ISIL Takfiri militants, has pledged responsibility for previous attacks in Egypt. And if the numbers hold true here, Waqar, this is the biggest attack in the area, even bigger than the one in late October that prompted former defense minister and now President Sisi to impose a state of emergency laws and to create a so-called security buffer zone, mainly with the Gaza Strip in northern Sinai. So much for that security, so-called security buffer zone, and so much for the people in Egypt here have been warning that because of the suffering the Sinai families had been exposed to, that this has been this is becoming now a war not only between the terrorists and the Egyptian army, but between the families of Sinai and the Egyptian army, because many innocent people, including women and children, have lost their lives in the recent months. It's a very dangerous situation in Sinai at the moment. President Sisi, who is currently in Ethiopia, is said to be following the events with the defense minister, and also the western borders of northern Sinai are being cordoned off and are being totally closed by security personnel. So now you have the entire Sinai Peninsula, at least the central and northern areas to the east and to the west, being entirely isolated now. But again, many here in Egypt are just saying, that are just now talking about the failure simply of the army to face up to these terrorist threats. Again, Sinai had been under emergency, state of emergency laws, the security buffer zones, forced deportations of thousands of families. A curfew had been renewed recently on the 25th of Jan to the 25th of April, and the attack occurred just after the curfew, and that's why almost all of the of the victims are security personnel, because civilians had you know, were not out there on the streets. But again, a scary toll is in the making here, Waqar, and I guess we will not know the, again, the extent of the damage until all of this is laid down to rest. But certainly this will have repercussions both on the security and on the political scene in Egypt as well, Waqar.
Okay, Mohammed, thanks very much for that. No doubt we'll keep a very close eye on that situation. That was Mohammed Chalabi, who is speaking to us live from Cairo.